It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, October 12th, 2021. Today is the birthday of English composer Ralph Vaughan Williams, born in 1872 in Gloucestershire. Active in the first half of the 20th century, he was the founder of the nationalist movement in English music. He studied at Trinity College, Cambridge, and in London at the Royal College of Music under two major figures of the late 19th century renaissance of English music, Sir Charles Stanford and Sir Hubert Parry. In 1897-98, he studied in Berlin under the noted composer Max Bruch, and in 1909 in Paris under Maurice Ravel. About 1903, he began to collect folk songs, and the next year he became musical editor of the English Hymnal. After artillery service in World War I, he became professor of composition at the Royal College. Vaughan Williams' compositions include orchestral, stage, chamber, and vocal works. His three Norfolk Rhapsodies, notably the first performed in 1906, were the first works to show his assimilation of folk song elements into a distinctive melodic and harmonic style. His nine symphonies cover a vast expressive range. Especially popular are the Second and the Seventh, an adaptation of his music for the film Scott of the Antarctic from 1949. Other orchestral works include Fantasia on a Theme by Thomas Tallis, Concerti for Piano later arranged for two pianos and orchestra, oboe and tuba, and the Romance for Harmonica and Orchestra from 1952. Of his stage works, The Pilgrim's Progress and Job, A Mask for Dancing, reflect his serious mystical side. Hugh the Drover, a ballad opera, stems from his folk song interest. He wrote many songs of great beauty, including On Wenlock Edge in 1909, set to poems of A.E. Housman, and five mystical songs set to poems by George Herbert. Particularly notable among his choral works are the Mass in G minor, the cantatas Toward the Unknown Region, and Dona Nobis Pacem, Grant Us Peace, and the oratorio Sanctus Civitas, or the Holy City. Vaughan Williams broke the ties with continental Europe that for two centuries through George Frederick Handel, Felix Mendelssohn, and lesser German composers had made Britain virtually a musical satellite of Germany. Although his predecessors in the English musical renaissance, Sir Edward Elgar, Sir Hubert Parry, and Sir Charles Stanford, remain within the continental tradition, Vaughan Williams, like such nationalist composers as the Russian Mussorgsky and the Czech Smetana, turned to folk song as a wellspring of native musical style. Having been in excellent health into old age, Vaughan Williams died suddenly in the early hours of August 26, 1958. He was 85. 2 days later, after a private funeral at Golders Green, he was cremated. On September 19th, at a crowded memorial service, his ashes were interred near the burial plots of Purcell and Stanford in the North Choir aisle of Westminster Abbey. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 12th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.